We are on a series about overcoming fear. In fact, the title of it is Living Life Without Fear. God does not want his children to have torment. That comes from Satan. Children of the light should walk in the light and have freedom. I said last time that the root of all fear is the fear of death. Satan's plot, ploy, and plan is to bring us into bondage, to put limitations on our life because we are paralyzed from fear. I had someone ask this question one time. What would you do if you knew it was impossible to fail? What would you try if you knew you would succeed? Well, I believe with all my heart that's the reason why people don't pursue their dreams. They don't go to college, or they do not start that business, or they don't even do the works that Jesus have called them to do, is because they are paralyzed with fear. Satan uses fear to dominate our lives. And here's the sad thing about it. Fear is contagious. It is contagious. So when the enemy comes in with fear, the first thing we need to do is we need to face it. We need to face our fears. And then after we face it, we need to trace what is the root of this fear. Where did this fear enter in? You know, a lot of people don't face their fears. They think they're just being logical, or they're just looking at reality. In truth, they're bound with fear. King David, he just said, if the earth was removed, if the mountains would fall, he said, I will not fear. I will not fear. We have to get to the place that no matter what happens, we're not going to fear, because we do not have the fear of death. We need to face it. Then we need to trace it. Where did this fear enter? And if you don't know, you go to Holy Spirit in prayer. You go to the Father. You ask the Lord, where did this root seed of fear begin in my life? Because we want to cut things down. We want to take the axe to the root of the tree. We don't want to just deal with the branches, but we want all fear out of our life. Trace that fear. Until you can trace it, until you face it, you can't erase it. And the way you erase fear is with the Word of God, with the Word of God. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed, that's what it says in Romans, by the renewing of our mind. God has not given you, my friend, the spirit of fear, but that of love, that of power, and that of a sound mind. The love of God, his perfect love, cast out all fear. Fear has torment. My friends, I pray in Jesus' name that the blood covers your mind, your heart, your will, and emotions, and you are free this day to serve God. You are free to walk in liberty. You are free to praise him, because God has not given you the spirit of fear. Today is the 24th of March, and today we have put at our early registration discount. This is the final day for Women of Valor discount price, and we have special group rates, and we have special individual rates that expire midnight tonight. And so you can go online and register for Women of Valor at worldlighthouse.org, or you can call us at 301-895-3868. Now, if you call today and we have you on the answering machine tomorrow, we will still accept the discount price for you. But you have to call today, or you have to go online today. And it's going to be a fabulous time in God. April 24th through the 26th, Beyond the Open Door, Women of Valor 2014. It's going to be an experience in God's presence. It's going to be an experience with the Lord, something like you've never seen or known before. Praise God forevermore. Well, that's coming up. This is the deadline for the early registration discount. So give us a call, 301-895-3868. If the lines are busy and you get a recording service, just put your name, a number where you can be reached during the daytime, and the latest, someone will get in touch with you tomorrow. But if you call today, you can have the discount. Praise God. I look forward to seeing you there.